This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Though we have a clip, you want to set it up for us?
I'd like to, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, we'll just roll it.
And now, the whole show's clip of the day.
All right, the clip of the day, Michael, talked about a little spunk going on in Denver with a particular franchise. Rockies manager Warren Schaefer was asked about the amount of Cubs jerseys on fans that tend to decorate Coors Field. And instead of just doing the, you know, blah, 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 whatever, whatever, I thought he sounded a little Michael Malone-ish. Here's Warren Schaefer on his thoughts of fans wearing the opposing team's jerseys at Rockies home games.
And it's not just the Cubs, man.
Yeah.
Dodgers, it's blue over on that side, because when I coached third base, I would go down there. It was like enemy territory on that side of the field. Cardinals, all red over there. Listen, does it bother me? Absolutely it bothers me. Do I notice it? You absolutely notice it. How can't you notice it? It's loud for the other team in our own ballpark. Now, how much is that on us? I would say all of it's on us. I would say that when we start winning a ton of games, which isn't that far in the future, that the blue is going to morph into purple. I'm colorblind, so it looks the same. But to other people, it's going to be more purple. And I look forward to that day. And the only people we have to blame are ourselves for that.
Warren Schaefer. I said it last year. Really wanted them to make sure he was retained as the manager this year. I want them to grow with Schaefer. Does he make every correct decision? No. And even when he's good, because I believe they're going to be good, Mike. Someday soon. I believe him. I buy it. There's something different. It's not just Schaefer. It's Paul De Podesta. Maybe Walker Monfort too, all that. There's a different sound coming from that clubhouse. There's a different feel. I mean, little things to big things. The purple coat, the home run coat, the guys having fun and dancing and stuff when they actually get a hit. Even though they're not great right now, they also know. They know what the season's about. There's nobody with unrealistic expectations with this roster. They're not thinking they're not going to be a playoff team. There's nobody thinking that. But this is a team thinking, hey, we're going to be here from the beginning of this turnaround, the rise, as they're calling it. The Rockies don't have that, and I know, they're what? How many games under 500 are they, Michael? A lot? I don't feel like it's the bad news Bears anymore. They're 25-42. But I came into this season going, just don't have another historically bad season, and they still very well could, but there's still something different about this team. What was our guy, Spencer Smith from DNVR Rockies, had shared like, how many infuriating losses they've had? 13. They had a lot of losses that they were just really, you know, competitive in. They go into the ninth inning, they're up, they just give it away. Kind of worried about that last night, honestly. But I like the fact that Warren Schaefer's saying, hey, of course I have a problem with it. We're giving home field advantage to the visiting team. But also saying it's 100% on them. Not saying most of that is on us. He's saying it's 100%. All of it. He said, whose fault is that? Who shoulders most of the blame for that? Us. We take all of it. And then he throws in a little confidence booster in there, too. Hey, when we get to the point when we're winning games consistently, which is a time, which is in the very near future, then we're going to change that. I don't know. Ask the Nuggets how that goes. But I do think this is a Rockies. This could be a Rockies town, Rocky State. I remember Rocktober, Michael. I know you were busy playing Mortal Kombat 7 in your basement, but Rocktober was way more special feeling than any of the Avs and Nuggets playoff runs. Even when the Nuggets finally delivered a championship to this organization, to this city, to the state, it was nuts, man. Rocktober was nuts. And I do feel like if the Rockies could be competitive and start not just getting into the wild card, but actually putting together a roster where you could say, hey, and I don't know, we got a potential lockout and all that stuff, new collective bargaining agreement coming up and changes the salary cap and might allow the Rockies to be a little more competitive and whatnot. But the you got to have that voice from your manager. And there is a real chip on their shoulder. There's a chip on his shoulder, and he's not blaming anyone. You can have a chip on your shoulder and not blame anyone at the same time. Now, he's not saying, you know, damn the fans. You know, you guys got to support your home team no matter what. You know, he's not saying that stuff. Or he's not just, it is what it is. I don't pay attention to that. No, I want you to pay attention to that because that's what you're trying to change. You're trying to change this culture. And that's through the fans, too. I absolutely loved it. That was incredible. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Michael, on the Denver Post story, we'll have Sean Keeler on. I doubt we'll get into this. This is more of the business of side of the Denver Post, but I definitely want to talk to him about what he's cooking on with this Coach Prime thing. Chris Marlowe, Scott Hastings, and Chris Dempsey let go as Altitude Sports shakes up Nuggets broadcast. Dempsey, of course, was the studio analyst, and Marlowe's been the play-by-play announcer for quite some time for the Nuggets. He's been calling games for Altitude since team owner Stan Kroenke launched the regional sports network in 2004. Marlowe was an Olympic gold medal. A lot of people don't know this. Maybe you do. He was an Olympic gold medalist as part of the 1984 U.S. men's volleyball team. He has also been the lead play-by-play guy for beach volleyball at 7 Olympics, most recently for NBC in 2024. He was named Colorado Sportscaster of the Year just 3 years ago. Hastings, I mean, I was in high school when they launched the Regional Sports Network, and I watched Marlowe in high school. So I think I was a junior when that started. So I kind of grew up watching Marlowe. Hastings been a Nuggets and Broncos color commentator for various local broadcasts in Denver since 1993. He had an 11-year career in the NBA. He was drafted by the Knicks in 82. He spent the last two seasons of his playing career with the Nuggets. He will still continue to do his radio show. And listen, we are partners with Altitude, man. We carry Nuggets and Avalanche games through a partnership with Altitude Radio. So, like, I get it. I understand it. It's a shock, man. Katie Wingy, who we've had on the show, and Vic Lombardi also has been on the show, will be retained. I'm not sure to what capacity, if they're going to remain in the studio. Or Katie Wingy, of course, did a lot of games on the color analyst side, too, because she played college basketball. Let's just call it out. I thought Marlowe was pretty good. I thought he was pretty good, Mike. And I think we've had all these guys on the show at one point. Maybe not Scott. Which is, Scott was like one of the guys, like, I started listening to radio. It was Logan and Hastings, right? Driving tractor. Farming. That's all I could do was listen to radio. So I would listen to those guys back when they were doing the sports zoo. And then listening to their games, going to Broncos games and post game, all that stuff. Loved it. Grew up on it. My dad loved it. He loved both of Hastings and Logan, man. But Hastings will still be doing a radio thing. Listen, man, they're getting up there. There were times during broadcast, Michael, where Marlo would see, like, hey, Jamal Murray's shooting a field goal from the free throw line, and he'd be like, Murray for three, and, you know, you just kind of get to the point where you got to make a move. I'll be curious to see what they do. Mike, you think we should put our resume together? I'll do play-by-play, and you sit there and watch me?
I mean, that I don't have much to offer in, as far as basketball.
Oh, as far as basketball, okay.
Or baseball, but my knowledge is just elite.
I'm glad you clarified, you know, you don't have much to offer with that, because I thought you were just saying you don't have much to offer.
No, I have plenty to offer.
Oh, sure, yeah, yeah.
I'm officially an eight, according to the world.
I'm not going there. I'm not going there with you. How do you guys feel about that? You watch a lot of Nuggets games, Hooligans. Texter, once again, altitude makes a dumb mistake. At what point do fans stop paying for this garbage company? I don't know. Dempsey's a mistake. I do. I mean, again, I want to be very clear. Being on the business side of media, there are people that you grow to love that are on air, and sometimes it doesn't work out. And you get listeners that freak out, and you guys are a terrible company, and why'd you get rid of that guy? Why'd you get rid of that girl? They were so good. Well, being on the business side, Mike, we know that it's not always just about, hey, you're not pulling your weight. There's a bunch of other stuff that happens, right? So that's why I want to be very delicate, because I have a lot of respect for the altitude people. And I don't want to sit here and say they made the wrong decision by getting rid of Chris Dempsey. But I think Chris Dempsey's extremely talented from what I've seen. So it's just, it bums me out, but there's always, I'm sure, reasons to why you got to do something. Marlo and Hastings, I kind of get it. I got a lot of respect for both of those guys too, and I wish them well. But it's probably just time to move on. I mean, they've been there for a long time, man. I wonder if they'll go with like some former Nuggets. Get a
Dempsey
lot of people.
In a hole?
What?
That's a suggestion for a new show on KFK, Dempsey and Hole.
So I wouldn't. He'd produce and.
He would be the
gone?
Host. You'd be the co-host.
You'd be gone.
And I'd be the co-host.
Oh. You just
Dempsey and Hole on KFK.
And you just sit behind me,
Christopher
and
Dempsey.
Chime in
Brady
once in a while.
Hull.
Yeah.
And Michael Kilpatrick.
Enough of whatever weird thing is doing. This is the whole show, Michael. We do not share with anyone, no matter how great of people they are. It's the whole show. It's just how it is. Am I full of myself? Maybe. What?
I can't say it on the air.
Okay, stop.
It's not a joke to diminish any of the things that you have accomplished. But I'll tell you off the air.
I don't know that I want to hear it.
I don't know if you want to hear it either.
It's probably stupid. I'm going to guess it's stupid. It was probably just time. You know, that's as professional as I can kind of lay it out, is it was probably just time. I enjoyed their broadcast over the years. Certainly enjoyed catching up with Dempsey. We used to have him on weekly for many, many years. I guess just, you know, there's times you make moves. Budget, who knows? First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Coming up next, Sean Keeler, Keeling Me Softly, will join us. I love his story today. Deion Sanders, CU Buffs should ditch Texas Tech. Soresby for CSU Rams in 2026. Let's talk to Keeler coming up in about 5 minutes. We'll be right back.
Want a free gift for Dad this Father's Day? Make sure he subscribes to the best podcasts in the state. Find KFK Podcasts at Apple, Spotify, or 1310KFK.com. We are Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 at 1310KFK.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, what's going going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Some call him genius, legend, ladies man, the best to ever observe the game. We want to keep him humble, so we call him Sean. This is Keeling Me Softly with Denver Post columnist Sean Keeler.
Yes, of course, the time is now for Keeling Me Softly with the one and only Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. Loved it because I agree with you 100%, my friend. Deion Sanders, CU Buffs should ditch Texas Tech Soresby for CSU Rams in 2026. That's the latest from Sean Keeler, available at DenverPost.com. Sean, my man, what a crazy week it's been already with this Soresby stuff, huh?
It's only Wednesday, right?
It's just out of control.
Can we get to the weekend? Yeah, I was just talking with a colleague who's I'm down at the Denver Post newsroom, coming to you remotely here, as opposed to my usual abode. And she's like, she's a big Tennessee Volunteers fan. She's like, well, what's going to happen with all this now? And I'm like, probably nothing. And that's the sad thing, at least certainly nothing in the short term, because who wags the dog here? It's the tail is TV. And TV is going to kind of – TV's like, we paid for this. We're paying for the sport. If we want Soresby on TV, hell with y'all. He's going to be on TV.
Good point.
That's where – ultimately there's – because she's like, where is this going to end? And I said, with the people who have the power. And the people who have the power are the people who write the checks. And that's why Texas Tech has really good lawyers and why Brendan Soresby has really good lawyers. And why the NCAA confoundingly somehow lost this, has an injunction against it in this case. It's staggering to me in the case of, it's just logic to the root of it of, I'm putting a preliminary injunction out against a player who has bet on his own team everywhere he's gone, one of the cardinal original sins of sport, but you can't ban him from playing because he has a disease and one that you have helped foster because of your business arrangements. It staggers me because on the face of it, it's not a ruling that should happen, one. And two, well, this is the slippery slope that when you have gambling advertising and you go to bed with different sponsors, so to speak, that have some moral gray area, this is inevitably what can happen. And now we're seeing it. I mean, it's kind of beyond the pale.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, this is what I've been talking about a lot, Sean, is like, how do we expect to fix any of these issues that Congress is putting forward in this bill if you can't fix this one? If you can't stop a player who gambled on sports, gambled on the teams he was on, and
at
three different schools. I mean, if we can't fix that, then that just leads me to believe you can't fix anything.
No, the Big 12, I don't envy, much as I mock him because he is a kind of all flash and no substance a little bit in the case of Brent Yormark. They're in a pickle as a league because whatever they do, they have to do as a body. And I guarantee you 90% of that body, including Fernando Lobo, who's new at this at CU, they want no part of this. This is radioactive.
Mm-hmm.
This is like, but you are now, you know, back to the in bed, you are in the family with the mob. Like, you are in with this group. You are in with Tech. They are your relative. If you, whatever you do, you have to do as a body. And 10 years ago, we would have said the body would have cast them out. Very simply, you would excise that tumor.
I mean,
they won't. I'm not saying that they can't, but I'm pretty sure they won't. Do you?
Well, and you bring up the TV thing, too. Like, how does that affect everything? Because Texas Tech, especially now, you can listen. Media is media. TV is TV. People are going to tune in to see what's going on.
They're
going to
want to watch this kid.
They're going to want to see, for whatever, whether it's a train wreck, whether he's good, whatever it is, no, you're not going to want to back away. That's going to be must-see television. Plus, it's already Texas Tech, a lot of money there anyway.
Right. They get to be the Raiders of college football. Literally, they are the Raiders, but to be the bad boy Raiders, the dirty Raiders of college football. This is if SMU got the death penalty selectively, probably before you were born. Was 82, 83, whenever it was. You know, that's some of my earliest college football memories. This is all above board now. This is way worse than what happened at SMU with the Pony Express and with those teams. And it's Texas, and it's the money and the influence. But now it's legal. And because it's legal, you have to ask yourself what you are and how much of it is worth. And yeah, I think Brent Yormark knows he's got good TV the way that he knows that Deion Sanders is good TV. The Big 12 wants CU to be good because they want CU on TV because Deion Sanders is good TV.
Mm-hmm.
That's indisputable. Whether they win or they lose, whether he's a good coach or a bad coach, Deion Sanders is great television. Deion Sanders knows he's great television. CU knows he's great television. CU's problem for a decade was whether they were good or mostly bad. One, that they were mostly bad. Two, they were not great television. Like, people didn't want to watch them. And now everybody does, or at least they do to either love it or hate it to some degree. And Texas Tech is now you've got a wrestling villain. You've got a WWE heavy. You've got a bad guy who's basically openly cheating the system and doesn't care and is daring you to stop them. And I'd be surprised if the Big 12 did. I really would, because there's too much entertainment dollar to worry about whatever accusations you make about competitive integrity, even though that kid has no business playing another down at college football.
Right. Well, you make great points, Sean. And, you know, last Friday, the Alabama State story came out. You know, you've got, what, four players that were, you know, they were allegedly were receiving bribes to throw a game against, Mississippi State, maybe. And you know, they didn't play the year before. But I looked at that story, and I've seen stories in the pro level. We've seen college players get in trouble, and then we never hear from them again. Well, what this does was this creates the path. If you gamble and get busted for it, all you got to do then is pull a Sorsby, right, and just say, "Yeah, I have an addiction. It's a mental health disorder, and I'm really, you know, really needing the NCAA to have my back on all this. I need my team to have my back on all this." They're going to use that now.
Right. It's the old argument we used to say covering college sports. A colleague of mine, who's now retired, was a brilliant guy. He was an investigative guy. He says, I may have used this on the show, and I know I've said it to others. He says, the thing about covering college sports is when you try to come after them for things they've done wrong, and you say to them, they can always run to, when you tell them, well, what you did is acting like a business, they could say, yeah, but we're about education.
Right.
When you tell them it's about education, they say it's a business decision. And you just go back and back and forth. Brendan Sorsby and the NCAA made this bet by creating this legal gray area. They're creating the student athlete idea of indentured servitude and what have you. But now, yeah, to your point, that you've created a Sorsby loophole that in a sport where we are not allowed to see or get undergraduates' medical records. Like, this is stuff you could only get through court filings and through discovery, because schools are not legally allowed to tell you. Even when guys are hurt and pick your sport, or gals are hurt, pick your sport, they're not allowed to discuss injuries because that's confidential student information that is protected simply because they are a student, where it would not be remotely protected if they were actual players or probably employees. It's ludicrous, and yet I just can't rule anything out anymore. It's, you know, the idiocracy thing, never mind societally. I mean, all the guardrails are down now. Like, I think anything's on the table. And the thing about the slippery slope we've been on, and this sounds so fatalistic, I know, it's good dessert talk on a Wednesday, is that I think we're just sliding a lot faster than we thought it would. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think we thought we'd get here, but now it's got here really, really quickly and not in a good way.
This story is above all of them. You know, Sean, like, sure, people complain about NIL. They complain about transfer portal and not knowing the roster. I didn't know CSU's basketball roster until, like, you know, a month in, and then suddenly it's like, all right, I'm back. It's basketball. Here we go. It's fun. Yeah. That doesn't matter. I'm sitting here with my beer, and we're having a good time. But
your beer in Boston?
My beer? I'm sitting my beer here.
And now
I'm, like, watching going, wait a second, man. He did it. He's fine with it. How many other guys that I'm watching right now might be doing it? You know, who might be actually doing it.
Yeah, lots more than you'd be comfortable knowing. I mean, it's,
yes.
And you know what? But that's not a defense when you're caught. I mean, you can. That's the whole thing. Is like all politicians are crooked. All politicians don't look out for me. Yeah, but some of them are more crooked and intentionally criminal than others.
Correct.
And some actors are worse than others. You don't get to justify supporting a rogue state by saying all states are bad. And unfortunately, in society and now, and certainly in college sports, which is weirdly mimicking it in all the wrong ways, and yet trying to fix it. I enjoy that the rogue state's trying to fix a rogue state of the Save Colleges Act. If you take money out of the equation, maybe take profit out of the equation and the business side of it out of the equation, maybe you can save it, but you can't now. That train is too far gone, and now we're seeing what it looks like more of the cabooses goes in the ditch.
Sean, how realistic is it? Okay, so Coach Prime, you know, the man wants to be loved, and he wants to have people hate him and then overcome it and then be like, hey, you should
seen.
Yeah,
yeah,
I want to be seen.
What
kind of opportunity would this be if he and Fernando Lobo get together and they're like, CU's gonna, you're kind of going back to your article, we're going to be the heroes of this thing. We're going to step forward and say we're not playing Texas Tech. Again, who knows what the legalities of all of that looked like? We had Mark Johnson on yesterday, Sean. He was talking about, well, if the teams get together, it's collusion, all that stuff. But if you're just one team by yourself, I mean, Coach Prime could come out of this thing like, hey, finally, somebody takes a stand. And suddenly he can, you know, some people think he's a hero. Some people think he's, you know, he's kind of the bad guy. This would be their opportunity, his opportunity, to potentially play the hero.
It is. And a couple reasons why he and they won't. One, they're scared about what somebody else is going to throw back at them. Now, how
True.
Much of that can be proven? How much of that has gone to court? Let's put it this way. Deion Sanders' family are tired of going to courts for reasons that have already been out.
Right.
I don't
Correct.
Think they want. They don't. You have to want to pick that fight. And yeah, I'm one to talk, but you have to want to. They also don't go into any fight that they don't feel at least 80% confident that they can win, or at least can put up a good argument. I don't know that there's room for the Buffs on the high road here. One, two, he likes McGuire and the Tech guys. Like, those are his guys. They're Texas club football guys from way back. I don't think he feels any animus, other than what he's mad. I think he feels some, but I think he blames the system. He doesn't blame the staff and what some of those guys are doing. And he wishes he had an oil sugar daddy that was just paying for a five, you know, to build up 5-star offensive linemen every year. That's number two. And number three, I don't think CSU has any interest or is able to get out of that Thursday night game with Texas State that follows me. Now, to be clear, anyone who hasn't read the column, please do. Both the Buffs and the Rams have the same off week, October 10th, one. So conceivably, you could put a game there, but CSU has a TV game on Thursday night at Texas State out on the road on October 15th, that next Thursday. Although Texas State has a flexible weekend where they can move it to a Saturday, I think it would be a great idea. Knowing what I know about TV, I cannot see Paramount and CBS going, yeah, we'll move it across 2 days to another window when they have an exclusive prime time on, even though I don't think a lot of people are going to watch CSU to TSU on a Thursday night. Frankly, I think that's highly unlikely, but it's doable. I just don't think it's likely because, again, TV sets these things in stone because they pay the bills.
Sean, as we're talking, we're getting texts coming in. People are like, hey, Sorsby should probably just delete his social media account because there's going to be a barrage of stuff. But I latched onto something you said to start the segment. Like, if you're Sorsby, if you're Texas Tech, this is what you're doing. You're going to go with Sorsby. Like you said, he's 6'3". He's a 6'3" gunslinger who tossed 27 touchdowns at Cincy last year.
He's good.
So if I'm Texas Tech and I'm Brendan Sorsby, I'm saying exactly what you said to start the segment. We're the bad boys. Come at us. Let's go. You know, I mean, I'm not defending it at all because I think it's absolutely disgusting. But that's the way I'm playing if I'm Texas Tech. Everybody hates us. Let's own it. Let's be the biggest villain college sports has ever known.
And then what's funny about, you know, again, this back to Keeler railing on society, is how the most powerful people pick your people, pick your party, can play the victimization card. But that bleeds through into everything now. And then Texas Tech goes, again, a top 10 program with a top 20 QB looks at it and says, well, we're the victims here. I mean, that's astonishing to me to say on the face of it. You have a young man who has been gambling on games.
I know.
You know, he's 18, 19 years old in the Big Ten, in the Big 12, and two Big 12 stops. And everybody knows this is on his record, or presumably they should know if they're vetting, any vetting at all. And he's the victim because the NCAA is, you know, it's created an environment where betting is everywhere and I can't avoid it. So why are you picking on me?
Yeah. Well, what a story.
Yeah. I mean, I can't believe you can find a judge anywhere. I mean, Big 12 is going to have to find a judge that will render him ineligible because I don't, maybe the league just simply takes the vote and you would think it would be a massive majority to say he can't go, but they're going to lawyer this thing up and they feel like they're on a hot streak here. And I don't know that that's going to end as long as there's a district that'll listen. And that's, God, that's crazy. Remember the Rubicon we crossed? God, it's gone, man. We're miles past that exit. And that's it's kind of astonishing.
It's wild. Great write-up by you, though. Just looking at what maybe could be, even if we're just dreaming of scenarios, but the information in there just stacked. So excellent work as always, my friend. And hey, we'll look what changes next week, man. I'm sure something will by the time we talk again.
Another nice quiet week Wednesday to turn the corner. And we got the Broncos and Joe Sakic tomorrow. We will have stuff to talk about, my friend.
Sean, always look forward to these conversations, my man. And we'll catch up with you next week.
Likewise. Thank you. See you.
Sean Keeler, Denver Post, Keeling Me Softly. I mean, that's the way you got to play it is, if you know, Faith, I get it. She's texting like, hey, he should delete all of his social media. I worry about his mental health now after this ruling. I mean, the only way you go about it now, I mean, you're going to try to play the victim card too. You know, he's getting the help he needs, and Texas Tech's coming out with their statement, with their athletic director statement saying, you know, hey, this is all dependent upon how well he handles. Dude, Sorsby's not going to gamble again while he's playing next year. No. You think so? There's no way.
Oh, yeah, he'll find a way.
There's no way.
This is my buddy, Chad.
There's no way he would. Come on. If he risked that, it would make this giant sideshow, even if possible, it would make it worse. There's no way. I mean, if so, then I don't know, man. What a week. And it's like, Sean, it's only Wednesday. It's only Wednesday. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Travis, the new guy, says, pulls a Sorsby. Coin that phrase. Yeah. Just like picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that.
And my picks are on Thursday. Everybody
Mike, you
knows
don't
that.
Get a pick. Nobody cares.
I feel insulted.
No, it's just you try to come up with your own thing. Come up with your own thing.
No, but it's more fun to do a spin-off of your thing because
the things I come up with are amazing. They're awesome. And then you have to try to piggyback off. I can't carry you forever, man. How long do I have to carry you? Can't do it all the time.
You can't carry me. I'm too fat.
42 minutes after the hour. Diet, Michael. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, that was good. Good chat with Mr. Keeler there from the Denver Post. No, he's even saying kind of what he wrote. Like, yeah, it's not realistic that anyone's going to really make a stand because, you know, he talks about it. Mike, there's a lot of money involved, and Texas Tech brings a lot of money. I talked about that yesterday. This is just a wild story. It just continues to get a little more wild as we go. And I'm not sure really the direction that college sports goes after this because this one kind of takes the cake, doesn't it? I mean, with all the other issues going on, this is the one where it's like, wait, he did what? And you're allowing what? It's a rough go. 48 minutes after the air. Yes, Michael.
I was going to say, it reminds me of that clip from Saturday Night Live. You know, this just in, murder is now legal in the state of California after O.J. Simpson. It kind of reminds me of that.
Yeah,
it's so
it's
ridiculous.
A little far, but I get where you're going. All right,
not the one that made the joke.
But you referenced it. Coming up next, what did we learn? We'll wrap up the show next. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The beards are growing. Rockies win 30. Track the Dirty 30 with Good Morning NoCo on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Kaz, voice of the Denver Nuggets. Good to be back on KFKA, baby.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, what do you say?
Well, I learned I had a special day today.
You got distracted easily today, Mike. It's okay.
Yeah, when I walked outside the house, I'm like, oh, this is going to be one of those days where I'm easily distracted, isn't it?
You were dancing a lot back there today.
I normally danced sarcastically to the hippity-hoppity
You were having
music.
Fun, Mike. You were just having fun. What did we learn today? Unfortunately, we learned some bad news about some altitude broadcasters. My guy, Chris Dempsey, and Chris Marler, Scott Hastings. Hastings will still be doing radio stuff. I wish them all well. Talented guys, very professional. So, rooting for those guys for sure. Warren Schaefer, man, he's got a little dog in him, Mike. He's got a little bit of that dog in him, and I like it. What'd you learn today, Mike?
I learned that we could have a Dempsey and Hole show.
No, stop. Stop.
I like it.
Yeah, but I'm the whole show. I'm the show.
Yeah, but like Dempsey's
I don't play well
cool.
with others. Yeah, you go.
Dempsey and Hole.
Stop doing... What? I'm going to need you to take a break. Okay.
How about Hastings and Kilpatrick?
I'm going to give you a day off tomorrow.
Okay, I will not show up for work tomorrow.
I'm going to give you a day off to think about your future here. All right, that's going to do it for us. We'll be back at it on a Thursday. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.